great future. We're talking real money.
Well, hello again, and welcome to our little get-together that we call Talking Real Money, the show about, well, talking and money and real things. Because it's really important that you understand how these financial things work. And you are always invited to participate in the program by asking us questions or just yelling at us at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. If you've listened to the radio pretty much anywhere in America, but particularly in like the Seattle area or the Phoenix area, I know we had them running in Orlando, the radio airwaves used to be filled with commercials for an organization called Online Trading Academy. An organization that made outrageous promises about the returns you could get day trading stocks and options, and they had a free class, which was a tease class for the next class, which was a tease for the next class, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, it's funny. We just found out something that happened in September. It didn't get any mainstream news coverage at all. In fact, I don't believe any of the radio stations that carried the ad said anything. I can't find a major news organization that said anything about this. But apparently, Tom, the Federal Trade Commission came down like a proverbial ton of bricks on Online Trading Academy.
Online Trading Academy required to offer debt forgiveness to thousands of consumers who purchased its training programs. Online Trading Academy, it was forced to admit they have no evidence that purchasers were likely to receive the advertised profits, and the company's own surveys and third-party trading data showed most purchasers made little or no money. Online Trading Academy pitched a get-rich-quick strategy using fake or unrepresentative testimonials, depictions of wealth, and implied promises of profits, according to the FTC. While OTA had no support for its lavish earning claims, that's illegal. The settlement includes a monetary judgment of $362 million, which they're apparently unable to pay. But they did make the founder give up a Cessna 400 plane, a 2006 Bentley, and some other vehicles. And they've required to give people their money back, who are debt forgiveness for people that were loaned money to get in the trading program in the first place because they couldn't afford it.
Oh, my God.
If you made this up, no one would believe it.
That press release is full of P words. So now I'm going to have to go through and edit out all the plosives. implied promises yeah. of profits.
And we're laughing, but the reality is this rant, this Online Trading Academy didn't just run ads, Don. They sponsored everything they did.
Oh.
They were all over every program. And people would say, hey, well, it must make sense. They're everywhere.
Well, and thank you for saying that, because that's one of the things I hear all the time from people. Well, they're on the radio. They can't say that if it's not true. Yeah, they can until they get caught. This is the problem. People always say, well, Don, how do you know that's a bad deal? Because I know about bad deals. I do. I've been around them long enough that you can smell them from a mile away. It's just that you don't often know exactly what's wrong with them until they get investigated. Go ahead.
We could tell you, because when we heard the claims,
we knew those were
wrong. We know you've gone. If you go back when all of the hot day trading really got rolling in the late 90s and early 2000s, it turned out that almost nobody made money doing it. Right. And so they came along and said they had a program that shows you the tricks to doing it. They had people on there saying, hey, I used to be a guy on Wall Street. I traded my way to Nirvana. I made millions of dollars. That was all made up. They called themselves educational counselors.
Salespeople.
And they were just salespeople. And this is, frankly, it is an outrage. And we're hoping to get somebody here soon to talk to us, who is part of the program.
Even that, I would be willing to bet that there are several people listening to this show right now who have gone to an Online Trading Academy class. I bet you. So call us if you have, because guess what? There may be money in it for you. Give us a call at 855-935-TALK. By the way, they're still in business. This did not put them out of business. They agreed to not say certain things, and I've gone through their whole website. They're still holding classes, but all they do is they call trading a skill to be mastered, and they have a 360-degree approach to trading education. But they don't make any promises anymore. They don't make any claims whatsoever.
The promises were outrageous. The whole premise of, and I shouldn't say any more P's, I'm sorry. But, I mean, the whole point of it was, this is easy. We have a system. And they had all these regular people on there. I used to remember the ad saying, hi, this is Joe from Everett. I got into Online Trading Academy, and it has worked out brilliantly. No, it has not worked out brilliantly, except for the people that started the program.
What's really interesting is I looked at their reviews on their website versus their reviews on Yelp. And they're far more hated on Yelp for some strange reason than they are on the Online Trading Academy website. Huh, wonder why. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. We're going to talk a little bit more about how you cannot get rich in any of these get-rich-quick things.
We're talking real money.
Our biggest event of the year, Retire Meet America 2021, is now available to everyone in the country, and it's absolutely free. Sign up now at retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be great if, you know, all the claims that people made, you could just go, I bet they're honest and forthright and upstanding citizens just doing their best for me. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just kind of trust almost everybody out there? In the financial services industry, it really tends to go in the opposite direction. You have to be so skeptical as to become almost Don McDonald.
Yeah, and if you're thinking, by the way, if you're thinking, look, they didn't put Online Trading Academy out of business, think about this. They've got a monetary judgment of $362 million. What kind of message does that send that they might have been doing something that was not quite right?
And I'm going to guess that without the power of that radio advertising and without being able to make outrageous claims, that within a very short time, people are going to stop going to those classes. Because the reality is, and you guys can go online and look this up, the reality is that 90% of day traders lose money, and they must. Mathematically, they must. For there to be big profits for a fraction of the other 10%, and by the way, it's only a fraction of the other 10% who get big profits, for those big profits to exist after all the costs of trading, most of the people who participate, most of them, which is probably you, by the way, because you don't have high-speed trading access. Yeah.
Oh.
You're probably going to be the loser. If you can't find the loser, if you can't, you know, if you can't identify who those losers are, it's probably you. Look in the mirror. 855-935-TALK. You're the loser.
That hurts.
I hate things like this. I just do. So if you feel like you might be tempted, and I understand the temptation. Greed is a powerful emotion. If you feel like it might be tempted, please call us first at 855-935-TALK. You don't have to believe us, but at least hear us. Hear us? Hear us.
Hear us?
Hear us.
Hear us. Hear us. Hear us. Hear us. There us everywhere.
Yeah, we'll hear us. 855-935-TALK's the number, and let's go talk to Tony. Hey, Tony, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Greetings, gentlemen. Do you hear me?
We do.
How are you?
All right. I didn't call to talk about online trading. I have this other couple things I have to ask you guys about. But I did go to that online trading about 6 years ago. And I stayed there about 2 hours. And they were telling us there's three things you got to really have to make it in this industry. Here they are. You got to be smarter than most. Two, outstanding memory. Three, you must be teachable. About a half hour after that, I walked out, and the guy that was teaching the class said, "Where are you going?" And I says, "I don't have any of those three valuable assets." Thanks anyway.
And as I was Way to
walking
go, Tony.
Out, the guy, as I was walking out, the guy rushed to me, and he almost wanted to close the door and says, "Are you serious? You're leaving?" and somebody in the background said, come on, Tony, come on back. We'll tell you, you really don't need those three. And I says, you already did. So therefore, I'll see you guys. So I never went back.
So in other words, they're saying, okay, well, maybe you can be dumb, lazy, and unteachable.
Hey, look, I don't have those three, and I work in the industry, so it's okay. So it's okay.
So what else can we do for you, Tony? Good story. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, a couple things before I get my question here. Couple things I want you guys to answer. You guys are probably some of the best two individuals in the Northwest that can really help a lot of people. And I'm not saying that to make you guys feel, you know, outstanding, or I don't want you guys to pat each other on the back. Secondly, you should have a
don't worry. I have a shunt. I have a shunt in my head to keep it from getting too large, so it'll be okay.
Okay,
it's hard to pat Don from 3,500 miles away, but yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And you should have a newsletter, and the newsletter should be Tom and Don's Northwest Investor Newsletter. You guys should have a newsletter along with your company that you represent.
We're just going to go national with it. The heck with that.
Yeah, keep going, Tony. All right. You're doing good.
I have three mutual funds here that I'd like you to advise me on and what's your opinion on of them. One is Artesian Midcap. The symbol is AFTMX. The second one is Vanguard U.S. Growth. Symbol VWUAX. Last one, Artesian Developing World, ARTYX.
Wait a minute, did I get that right? AFTM?
Yeah, AFTMX.
AFTMX? Why am I not finding that?
Artesian. Is that right, Tony? AFTMX?
ARTYX.
No, the first one.
That's the third one. Yeah, the first one you said AFTMX, correct?
The first one is AFTMX.
I'm not finding it.
Is that right?
Yeah, what was the name of it again? Artesian?
Artesian. Midcap, I think you said.
Artesian Midcap.
They must have, something must have written that to them.
AFTMX.
ARTMX is the mid cap.
I have ARTYX, that is the Developing World Investor Shares, with an expense ratio of 1.36, which is kind of spendy. It's a relatively small fund at $7 billion. I mean, this is an emerging markets portfolio. I mean, I guess the question would be, and look at the turnover of 140%.
Actively managed.
Yeah, I mean, this wouldn't be a fund that we would use nor recommend, no.
Why are you interested in it, Tony?
Well, because the friend said that these three that I'm talking about, that with you, they're some of the best out there. Long term.
Well, I'm still trying to find where that I'm not.
Oh, you can't find AF.
I can't. I'm trying to find it. Data and Statistics.
Well, I found the other one, AFTMX.
ARTMX.
TYX.
Okay, wait.
Oh,
ARTMX.
This sounds like a bad show or something. Well, maybe it is.
ARTMX.
Yeah, here it is. It's ARTMX. That's the Artisan Midcap.
Oh, not Artesian. Artisan Midcap.
That's got a expense ratio of 1.2. I mean, again, this wouldn't be, I mean, the turnover is 45%.
Portfolio is 71 stocks. Let me just check their performance over the past many years. They've performed really well, but they do it in a very risky fashion. They're
70 stocks.
So yeah, you could outperform, but their standard deviation, for example, which is a measure of volatility, is 21%. And that's higher than the overall market by a pretty substantial margin. So it's always a trade-off. You want to take more risk? Yeah, you might get more return. The problem is they have been hot in the past. have been hot. That's the important word to consider, that past tense part, because those funds that have done well in the past have tended in the past not to do as well in the more recent past. So I would be very, very wary of those funds. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
RetireMeet has gone both national and virtual. Join Tom and me, along with a host of other retirement experts, at RetireMeet America 2021. Reserve your place now at RetireMeet.com, RetireMeet.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And we didn't fit in the Vanguard U.S. growth, which was the VWUAX. But again, that is an actively managed fund.
Which means they have a manager that's buying and selling stocks. They're trying to portend what's going to happen next. And mm-hmm. usually they have a fairly narrow universe of holdings, which those artisan funds?
Artisan.
Yeah. It outrageously few stocks are holding, and you're taking a ton of risk doing it.
I thought this was the case. All three of these funds had an incredible, ready, Tom? What did they have an incredible of? 2020.
Expense ratio.
No, they had an incredible 2020. They were the hot properties in 2020. Not because they're smart, but because they got
lucky. I mean, here's the thing you need to pay attention to, by the way. And we'll keep talking about this the rest of the show. The fact is, this is what you're going to be sold now for the next period of time, right?
Yep. You're going to be sold the hot ones from last year.
Whatever worked in 2020 got to work in 2021, right? No, generally it makes sense to buy the things that didn't work, but it's very counterintuitive. And you can easily be sold by, hey, put your money in this one because look at the return it made in 2020.
Yeah, and again, the shorter-term standard deviation, that measure of bouncing around with the Vanguard fund, was 22%. So again, that's high. That's volatile. That means you're going to be more frightened at times. And it also, when you look back at the performance, while it has been good, it has not been in the past anywhere near as good as it was in 2020. So, of course, everyone's going to blow the horns of these hot funds from 2020. That's not what you want. What you want is to be the market, not beat the market with a t at the end. You don't want to beat it because you can't.
Yeah, and that means you can't. And that means buying the things that have been out of favor, because generally those things now make up a smaller part of your portfolio if you held them at all. Small value companies. Most people do not own them. And small U.S. value firms have made about 30% over the last 3 months. Again, I'm not saying that will continue into 2021, even though they've been the best performing asset class so far. Don doesn't even know this. I didn't even share
yet. Something I don't know? How can
today.
That be?
I looked it up, and now I lost it. I had it, and they're up 6.6% this year, far better than the S&P 500 eight trading days.
What is up?
U.S. small cap value.
Oh, U.S. small
stocks. Okay. So you got to own them, but you didn't want to. I mean, people weren't very enthusiastic about them in 2020 because they didn't make nearly as much as Standard Poor's 500, which made 16, right? Or the NASDAQ that made 44, or gold that made 25, or Bitcoin that went, et cetera, et cetera. So you get it that those are the things that are going to be pitched to you. Those are ones that are going to, people are going to say, you got to get into this now. When it's the exact opposite, you should be rebalancing, if anything, getting out of those and moving into things that have not done as well.
Well, and you, because you're not going to, other than rebalancing, you're never going to know. You did not know in advance that these three funds would be the hot funds of 2020. I guarantee you did not. Anybody who claims they did is a liar. You didn't know it. And so therefore, since you're not going to know who's going to be hot in the future, you just have to own it all. That's the only strategy that we have found that consistently works. That and then rebalancing, which is painful. It is, but it requires you to do the thing that none of you want to do, and that's buy the things that are down, because someday those things are going to be the up ones again.
And that's the we know this from looking at study after study. By the way, most of you did rebalance in 2020. You sold out of stocks in February, March. You just looked at the numbers. You saw the chart very nicely supplied to us by Avantis. And then you surprisingly, you bought back in like November. I mean, because, you know, because stocks were going up, even though they had gone up. You rebalanced backwards.
which
sell
goes
the bonds
back,
that had gone up.
It goes right back to that same premise that Dalbar has been touting and gotten a lot of grief about. And whether their numbers are entirely accurate or not is not the point. The point is, as investors, you tend to get out too late to miss the downturn, and you tend to get back in too late because you miss the upswing. You never get both right. Every once in a while, you might get lucky and get one right, but you got to get both of them right. And not only do you have to get both of them right, you have to get both of them right over and over and over again. Call us if you have any questions about managing your financial life in a better way at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don, that's Tom, and we're talking about your life and your dough.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Learn about estate planning, Medicare, Social Security, senior housing, investing for retirement, generating income in retirement, and protecting yourself from consumer scams, along with a special keynote duo, Paul Merriman and David Booth, the founder of Dimensional Fund Advisors. Reserve your free place now at retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com.
We're talking real money.
Because, well, you're not going to get very far in life without some real money. And we want to make it really understandable. 855-935-TALK is the phone number. 855-935-8255. And Tom, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, good, doing? Good.
Very well.
Good.
Good.
Hey, I got a couple questions here. Number that was not really a question in the beginning. I'm just talking to Don here about that. We go way back. I remember you coming up to Erie, PA.
Oh, Erie, WPSE in Erie.
Yeah, yes, sir. And you had a little seminar up there. And
yep.
I attended that back there. That was pretty good. You taught me a lot then. But now that I'm gained a few years here, I have a question here to know if maybe if this was feasible or a good idea that I kind of heard of my 401k that I currently have. Currently the company went out of business and therefore it's kind of like on hold now. Nothing's going in. I'm at another company in another 401. But my question is, the current one that I'm in, I'm about 63 now. And the money I have, I need it. I can't, like, gamble a lot on it. But there's a theory, I don't know if it's a theory or not, to, like, possibly divide the money up into three groups, sort of, like a lower, a middle, and a higher, as far as
kind of like buckets.
Buckets.
Exactly.
They call them buckets, yeah.
Right, yeah, we call buckets. And something that's now, is this like something that I would need, say, 1 to 3 years having one bucket?
Right.
Something maybe 3 to 7 years away in time, maybe another bucket, and then maybe 7 or so years above in another bucket, and go as far as your risk value in each bucket.
Okay. So how can we help you with that?
Okay, I'll comment on that in a moment, but what's your question?
Oh, the question is, Is that a decent idea?
I think it makes your life more complex necessarily than it need be. Set that aside for a moment. I would step back and say, I'm 63. Blank number of years, I'm going to need income from my portfolio. I would figure out what that number is first. I'm assuming at some point you're going to draw Social Security, correct?
Yes. And
okay.
I do have a little
pension. And are you eligible for – you have a little pension. So I would take those. I would add those two together. I'd say that's my starting point. And then I would look at the money I have and determine how much of the all the money I've saved in my 401k That's another number that I would work backwards and then say, out of that amount, I need X number of dollars a month.
Right, right. I don't have a total budget. I'm more or less going on what I'm living on now, sort of, and trying to.
I think that's smart.
Not actually match. I think that close to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's a smart philosophy, because here's that. Then I would look at it this way. I would use, and there's online calculators all over the place. We happen to use one that looks at 1,000 different potential outcomes. That you put it all in the computer. Does this work? In your case, they'd be looking at 30 years because they think us men are going to live till like 92 years old. So it would put it in and it would say, under all these various market scenarios, is it going to work? But there's online calculators that do the same thing. Then here's the part that you're kind of talking about. That would help you determine your buckets, if you will. In other words, and I would have two buckets. I would have one bucket that's the part that's riskier, like stocks. The other bucket would be the more solid, the ballast, the bonds, maybe short and intermediate term bonds. Because once you look at it that way, then you're going to be drawing only, by the way, from the things that have made you money generally, right? So last year you would have been selling at the end of the year, selling stocks that went up and rebalancing the portfolio and taking that money out for your expenditure. So I think sometimes people have a tendency to think I got to have these short-term, intermediate-term, and long-term buckets, and it makes it more confusing than it need be.
Right.
Does that help?
You see, now, now a couple of ideas I had was I've been reading up on stuff and listening to you guys, too. Now, on that total market bond fund for trying to think of the company here.
Vanguard.
The Vanguard, right.
Yeah, hang on. We got to take a break. Hang on just a second. I need you to hold that question because this break is running headlong into us. We're talking real money. I'm Don. That's Tom.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Now everyone can meet the retirement of their dreams at Retire Meet America 2021 online. Sign up now for free at retiremeet.com. That's retiremeet.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
855-935-TALK. T-A-L-K, 8255. That's our phone number. It's really easy to remember. 855-935-TALK. We are talking right now with Tom. We were talking to Tom before the break, but then the break interrupted. And Tom, you were asking about the Vanguard Total Bond Market Index Fund, correct? What did you want to know?
Correct. I'm just checking it out because I kind of like the fund itself. I was reading up on it, and I was thinking about rolling because we're no longer in that one, in my 401k. I was thinking about starting to roll it over to some IRAs now. Okay. So
okay.
With that,
well, what's your question hoping, specific to that fund?
Nothing in particular. It's okay. Kind of like where I want to be as far as the risk value and all that kind of stuff. So I was thinking about putting some of my 401 into that. And I was also going to be like a little more aggressive with other monies, too, to keep things kind of growing but not risking it, you know what I mean, a big risk.
Okay. No, I don't know what you mean. I really don't. I mean, because here's what I think you should consider. How much in stocks?
Okay.
How much in bonds?
Right.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking it a little.
You're getting into areas where I don't know that we're communicating well with you because I'm trying to understand what you're saying. If you're going to roll the money out into an individual retirement account and you're going to use Vanguard, you can go to our website, talkingrealmoney.com. We give you a three-fund portfolio that includes U.S. stocks, international stocks, and bond fund.
Yep. And we also give you one from Fidelity and one from Schwab that are comparably good, if not even cheaper. So go take a look at those and then just keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. We want money to be more complicated than it is. I get that feeling a lot that many of us would like it to be really complex and confusing, and there need to be these fancy strategies and these complex solutions to problems where they're not needed. I read an article. Was it Zweig or was it somebody else? We may be getting into it later, but the comment I loved was whatever You can't. The one thing you can predict going forward is that Wall Street is going to come up with convoluted, complicated new products. That's the one thing that you can always count on, is Wall Street is going to try to make money, making money sound confusing. Why do they do that? You have to think about that. What is the reason? Because it
they
makes...
A, want your money. Yeah, they want your money, if it was there, to move to them. And B, once it's with them, they want to charge you a lot for that. And by the way, in my podcast last week, I talked about the demise, the great demise of long short funds. These funds that are designed to make you money when the market goes up and make you money when the market goes down. And, well, it has not worked out, as we might have told you a long time ago that it would not.
They became almost the perfect hedge. Funds that made you no money when the market went up and made you no money when the market went down. Jim, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, say good afternoon and thanks for being here again. You know, you guys are
glad
right. It's pretty simple. People just have to think, and you guys say the same things about five things about over and over,
yep.
and over. But here's my thought. My question is, my wife and I aren't that far from taking an RMD, okay? And what do you have thoughts on whether, you know, just to make things easier or not easier, someone should have, and can you have, some of your RMD withheld? Let's say our minimum, and what is the... what is the age where you have to take an RMD now? Like 73, it's going to go back to 70. What is the percent you have to take at that age? And what is it like at 80, and what is it at 90? So two questions. What are the minimum percents that I have to take out every decade like? And do you suggest that we have the IRS withhold some things? And those are my questions. I'll listen on the
air. Yeah, it's a great
air,
question.
Okay?
Well, let's... Okay, thank you, Jim. Thank you for your call. First of all, there were no required minimum distributions in tax year 2020. That due to the pandemic that we faced and the powers that be decided no one had to take money out of their retirement accounts should they not want to. That ends this year. Required minimum distributions are required again in 2021. If you're just starting a required minimum distribution, you can wait now until age 72 to do so. It used to be 70 and a half. Because people are living longer, they gave us another year and a half to start taking the money out. The first year you take money out, it's somewhere around...
I think it's around 1/25th, right around
1/25th. Yeah, so it's 3%, something like that.
Exactly.
And then it scales
on $100,000,
it
it's about $3,000.
Yeah, it goes up. That percent goes up for a time, and then it actually goes down. I think if you just take the required minimum distribution out, the money should last well past your lifetime, last time I looked at all this. So, but back to your question around withholding. You know, I would, if the money's in an IRA, then generally the custodian will withhold at whatever rate you ask them to withhold at. I think it's a good idea, just because then you don't get to the end of the year and, aha, I got this tax bill I was not expecting. But you don't have to. But most custodians are going to say, do you want us to withhold 10, 15, 20, 25, whatever it is, then they'll be glad to do so.
And online, there are a ton. Almost every brokerage firm, a lot of other companies have RMD calculators. Very simple. You take the amount, your account balance as of December 31, and then you put in your age and at the end of the coming year, and that it will give you a number. It will say your withdrawal factor is 25. Or 20 or 18 or whatever it might be. And it will also, they'll give you a required minimum distribution dollar amount. And that's what needs to be taken out during the course of the year.
And by the way, every time I start to feel old, I say, I don't even have to take an RMD for another 10 years. So I'm not that old.
Really? 10, huh? Rub it in.
10 years.
Rub it
10,
in. Rub it in.
10 years.
Hey, rub it in. I got 8.
Sorry
rub
about
it in.
That.
Thanks.
I know.
855
anyway.
Anybody, and we're having auditions over the weekend for a new co-host for Talking Real Money.
chair are we removing?
I control the multi-line tie line here at my studio.
The volume.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait. What's this red button right here, Tom?
Gone.
No, the problem with his tie line is it'll redial me. It'll just like...
I know. It's like that War Games computer. It'll just keep
just
redialing it. Would you like to play thermonuclear war? It'll just keep... I'll be there forever, so
hey,
it won't go away.
You know, we can't even kid about that anymore. 855-9... You know what I'm thinking. 855-935-TALK. Hey, we read minds. 855-935-8255.
By the way, what? A good custodian, a good advisor... will tell you what your required minimum distribution would be.
Well, one would hope they would.
Well, but I found cases where they'll tell you that you have to take one, but they don't give you the amount. A good advisor should figure that out for you. It's not, as you pointed out, that complicated.
It's not that
complicated.
That should
be part of the work they do for you. Yeah. So, and by the way, that's another reason to have, as we've talked about on this show, I heard your ad again for today, another reason to have one, count them, one individual retirement account at retirement.
Right.
One little one here and one little one here, because you got to figure out, this makes it ridiculous. One IRA, one Roth, one brokerage account. That's all you need. That's not putting all your eggs in one basket if the money's all at Charles Schwab, because Charles
right.
Schwab manages
putting it
like
all in
10
one
trillion.
Basket is putting it all in Tesla. That's putting it all in one basket.
Yeah. Well, that would have been a good basket to have this last year or so.
But what is the key word in that sentence? Would.
Had.
Would
tense,
have.
Yes,
would
I
have.
Know.
It would have been. But, you know, we don't know what it's going to be tomorrow. And I love Musk's comment. You know, they said, hey, you're the richest man in the world now. Yeah, so what? Let's get back to work.
Yeah. I'm still... I gotta
think
work like
honest
everybody
to
else.
Goodness, I think he's one of those people who doesn't do it. He just makes a lot of money, but he does it for the sheer joy of building
things.
Yeah,
he's not sitting around counting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although we're not very happy here in the Northwest that he's pushed old Jeff,
you know,
and Bill out of the way to the top.
And I really didn't want to bring that up because I know it's a sensitive issue for all of you.
Indeed,
in the Puget
it
Sound
is.
Region.
Trust
I'm
me.
So sorry. 855-935-TALK. Call us.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com. Vestory.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know, we're gonna be doing Retire Meet this year on Zoom, and yet
virtual.
Tom is gonna go out. He has gone out and invested in a new jacket and tie.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is it a suit
beautiful.
Or just a jacket?
Just a jacket because
he'll be.
I need something a little unusual. Yeah, so
yeah.
Because cool.
He'll be naked from the waist down.
Oh, let's not go there.
Oh, that's just creeping me out thinking about it.
Yikes.
Speaking of Retire Me, yes, it is coming up in February, right?
It's just a few weeks, like 6 weeks away or something.
Yeah, this is
February 20th.
This is going to be the biggest, baddest, bestest one we've ever done. We are going to have lots of cool people. Like
Paul Merriman, yeah. David Booth, co-founder of Dimensional Funds, yours truly.
Consumer
Don,
Man.
You count them.
Yeah.
Consumer Man.
Lots of good folks.
Rick Gregorick, et cetera, et cetera.
And
it's action-packed. Action-packed.
The whole country is going to be there. It's Retire Meet America 2021. And the tickets this year, they're free.
I know. You can't
there is no investment on your part. It is free. You just need to sign up. Go do that right now at retiremeet.com. Retiremeet.com.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.